Welcome to Utah Skies. In the summer of 1968, my father and I went to a neighbor's house to look through a new telescope he had just purchased. I was 8 years old, and with the United States in the heat of the space race, I was fascinated with both rockets and telescopes. I remember that night looking through this new telescope and seeing the planet Saturn with its rings for the first time in my life. I was hooked, and I knew right then what I wanted for Christmas that year. And thankfully, Santa placed a new Sears telescope under the tree for me and my father to enjoy for many years to come. Since that time, there have been tremendous changes in the technology and advancement in the products used for astronomy. Computerized mounts that not only find but track the objects you are looking at have made astronomy a hobby for everyone. Improvements in cameras that allow most anyone to capture amazing images of deep space are more affordable than in the past. A few years ago, I saw an article about a telescope that was being developed that incorporated a small like video display to greatly enhance and give better live viewing to deep space objects. Currently, there are now two manufacturers producing and selling such telescopes. Some models of these telescopes transfer the image to cell phones or tablets so that those standing around the telescope can see a live image on their phone of what the telescope is looking at. While I still enjoy looking through the lens of my telescope and observe the fascinating space objects, I believe the astronomers of the futures will look more to their cell phones for observing and less through the lens of the telescope. For the Cache Valley Astronomical Society, this is Bruce Horrocks. Our website is cvas-utahskies.org.